You're holding Daf Chof.
Yeah. Where's the up of this? We're going to chase the Porish Azuchimish.
In the middle of Daf Chof from an Aleph in the middle, here we got finished. That the reason why the Basar was Tomei, whether you found the needle inside the Basar, the question was, where was the Basar Huchshel Kabel Tuma? Where was any water on the Basar? So first the Gemara wanted to say that Chiba Sakodish is Machshirit. And then the Gemara wanted to say, no, we're talking about where the Poro went through the river beforehand, and there was water on the Poro, and now after Shechita, there's still water on the Poro, on the meat. Therefore, the Hechsh Mekabel Tumah. Therefore, we say the Basar itself was Mekabel Tumah. Yeah. Now the Gemara Sakasha. Before the Mishnah says, Nimsos Beferish, if you find a needle, like inside the stomach of the animal, means inside the junk, the liquid of the stomach, is hakol tor. We say everything is tor. So pashut of pshat is because perish, that's the junk in the stomach, it's not called an oichel, it's nothing you could eat, so it's not called meat, so therefore it's nothing, therefore it's not makabel tumah. Even though this sakin we're talking about now was a tomei meis, it touched a tomei meis, so the sakin really is an avat tumah, still we say it's not matam of the perish. Now the kasher is, when a head of perish, when it's my labosar. His other meaning is that the perish itself is considered like liquid. It's like water, the juice inside the stomach. So therefore, it itself, vada, became tummy. The needle touched the perish, touched the liquid, and it became tummy. So the question is, why can't the mashkin now be matam of the bosar? And befrat, according to Mam Yom before we had, that the mashkin could be matam oichel. So why here isn't this mashke, the liquid, in the stomach of the cow, why isn't it matama, the basar of the cow? Like Rashi says, the second line of the big lines, at the end of it, v'nahada perish, because salka daita achteris mashke lov. What's inside the stomach, the junk there, is called mashke. Sherei b'shah zuhishkoi soy. Like we're saying, right before the shechita, you made the parah drink a lot, because then it's easy to skin the animal. So the water was, he just drank the water. So the chura, that water is called liquid, so it was makabel tumah. So the question is now, why isn't this perish now be matama the basar? Why do we say if you find the needle in the perish, in the junk of the animal, the basar is tor? Why? Beferish over. It's true, we're talking about that the stomach, the kishka is inside, is thick. It's not called a mashka, it's not called a liquid. Trashi beferish over. The lav mashku, it's not considered a mashka. Therefore, it's not makabel tumah. Because an oichel it's not roi teet. A mashke it's not because it's thick. Therefore, it itself doesn't become tamei. Therefore, it's not matama de bosa. Ravashi yama no. Ravashi says, afilu tamei beferish raka. Even if you want to tell me we're talking about that this needle was found inside the stomach, where the liquid there is liquidy. It's a raka, it's very soft. So the chura should be called a mashke, liquid. Why isn't the liquid tamei? Because this needle is an avatoma. And then let the mashke be matama de bosa. But there it is, Mishum Deve Mashke Seruach. This Vashtuk in the Vasa, like the water inside the cow's stomach, it's not drinkable. It lost its shame Mashke. So therefore, it's not Makabel Tumah. So that's why if you find a needle inside the perish and the junk in the stomach, it's not Makabel Tumah, because it's not called a Mashke, even though it's liquidy. So tomorrow, Toni Tona Kaim the Rosh Hashanah. Somebody learned over in front of Rosh Hashanah that a brisa like this, that Sheret Metames Amashkin. If a sheretz touches the mashkin, the liquid is metama the mashkin. So Drashi, sheretz metama es hamashkin, how do we know this? Is mikal v'chayma mikli, kidliyel. The Gemara before said, even though the Torah itself, it never talks about that a sheretz could be metama mashka. The Torah only says that a mashka is mekabel tumah, it's talking about the mashka is inside the kli cheresh, and the sheretz goes inside the kli, so the kli becomes tumah from the sheretz, and then the kli is matama the liquid. That's what the Torah says beferish. That liquid could become tummy from the kli. How do we know if a sheretz goes directly and touches the liquid, it's makabel tumah? That we had before is the kal b'chayma. Like maduch, when the sheretz touches the kli, and the kli, the liquid becomes tummy, for sure if the sheretz goes directly to the mashke, avada the mashke is makabel tumah. That we had before was the kal b'chayma. Mikli. Rasha kliyel. Now, this brisa says like this. It says that Sheretz is metame samashkin. When the sheretz touches the mashke, it's metame the mashkin. Sheretz is metame the mashkin. O mashkin metame sakli. Now, if you have this liquid, which is originally tumah that became tumah from the sheretz, it has a koyach not to metame keli. Is metame mesa keli. V'ha keli metame mesa oichlin. Now that mashkin to be metame keli, the chordis goes like the half a minute what Rabbi Yehuda used to hold. The half a minute was at on the Tes Zayin, Rabbi Yehuda held that mashkin, liquid, it itself could be mekabel tuma, and who are then it could even be metame kelim. So that's what this price was saying, that this mashkim now, that became a rishon l'tuma, when it comes in contact with a keli, it could be metama the keli. Now, ukli metame seichlin. If you have this keli that's tamei, when it touches a food, it could go and be metama the eichlin. The eichlin metame se mashkin. It goes all the way down to the fourth stage, that an eichel of food could also go be metama mashkin again. V'lamdeinu sholesh tumeis b'sheretz. From here we learn out there are three tumis that come out of a sheretz. Now the sheretz touches something, it's a rishon tumah. When that thing touches something else, it's a sheni. And when the sheni touches something else, it becomes a shlishi. That's what we learn out. So Rashi says, that's what he says, kesava yitma kli min amashkin, kedehevi dorish to Rabbi Yehuda, mikmed hodibbe, before he was chayzer, that liquid could be metam even kalim. And who are then the kli now could go and be metamal oichlin? Could the ashkan bu the kelim metamim mikol asher betoicha yitman mikol oicha mashma shnit moicha miyav kli cheresai. Right, the yoichlin metamim metamashkin food could metamim mashkin, and that we had the pasuk before the dorish yitmo the gabi yoichlin yitmo metamim oichlin hamashkin. Now the pasuk says that you have the food inside the kli cheres. And then it becomes tameh, that the food inside could be metama something else. And before we said it could be metama mashkin. Now the Morris Kasher is, Hanayah bo heaven, that we're learning out from here that there's a shlishi, that there's a third thing for tumah. The Rashi says, Sheini yersi shlishi miskachas minei. Aba shlishi yersi revi leafinus minei. We don't learn out though that a shlishi makes revi. Now the question is, Harni Abu Heaven, Shlishi Oyser Revi, Lemishkachas Lebekrua, the Chigsiv Oichel Abu Machmas Kli, Metam Memashkin, Lav Bekli Abu Machmas Mashkin Ksiv, Hel Bekli Abu Machmas Sheretz. Like the Psukim only say that a Sheni can make a Shlishi, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Dashna's the Postig, that there was food inside the Kli, the Sheretz came inside the Abra of the Kli, so the Kli became a Rishon. The food inside became a sheni, and the sheni could go and be metam as something else to make it a shlishi. But that's all. We only have rayas from sukkim that can be a shlishi. And that's what the beginning of the price says. It says clear, it makes a shlishi. But the question is, it set out four cases here. So who, according to these cases, it should even be a revi also. That's the Gemara's kasha. For the price says, sholosh tumis b'sheretz, that a sheretz could only make until a shlishi. Hani Abohain, it says four cases here. So according to all these cases, there should even be a revi batuma. So Gemara answers, Goyiz Mashkin the Resha. You have to take out of this case the first case of Mashkin. The first case it said was that the Mashkin could be Matama Keli. So take that out. And the reason why we take it out, because once Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer, and he doesn't know anymore that Mashkin as Tomei could be Matama Keli, there's no man diyama that holds like that. We'd rather take it out of this brisa, not to make up a new mind diyama. The only one we heard said like that was Rabbi Yehuda on the Aftar Zayin. And the Gemara before said Rabbi Yehuda was Chayzer, that Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that liquid can only be Matama Noichel and not be Matama Mashkin. So, and not be Matama Kalim. So that Mashkin can be Matama Kalim. So Mela here in this brisa that it says the Mashkin could be Matama the Kalim, take it out so it won't be a Shver brisa. Because otherwise it's Shver. Who does this brisa go like? So take out that case that Mashkin cannot be Matama Keli. For the more other rabba, Goy's Mashkin is safer. Why don't you take out better the last case of Mashkin? The last case of Mashkin is that liquids be Matama Noichel food. So the Gemara, Lo Yashkechan Tano, Tiyoma Mashkin Matama Keli, Ela Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why I take out of this brisa these four cases, the first case of Mashkin, that it says that liquid could be Matama Keli, the reason why I take that out is because the only one that said such a svar like that was Rabbi Yehuda. For Hodabay, and we just had a Gemara before to say that Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer from that shita. That Rabbi Yehuda dashes the pasuk Gitmo to tell us that the mashkin that became tameh from the kli cheres, it has a koyach to be matama something else. What? Only oichel, only food, and not kelim. So once Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer, we don't have any man the yomah that holds that mashkin could be matame kelim. Therefore, rather take that case out of this brisa. But the brisa says that liquid could be matame kelim. Take it out, because it's not true. Nobody holds like that. So the more of a simnecha nizaisa. Now the simna of this brisa should be nizaisa. That's the way you make beer. How do you make beer? Rashi says nizaisa. Seder matile shechor soirim. The way people make beer from barley. That's chila noistin kli. First they take a keli. V'yachakach oichel. Then they take the food. V'yachakach mashke. Then they first pour the mashke into the oichel. Into the barley. So that's also the seder of brisa. First the kli, then the oichel, then the mashke. And take out the first case that we had there, that the liquid could be matama the keli. Take that out. See if everything's good. This brisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva holds, even by chulin, there is a shlishi l'tuma. That a sheni could make a shlishi l'tuma. Tanan Hossam. We learned the Gemara in Shabbos, the Mishnah in Kalim. Sheretz shenimtza betaner. That you found the sheretz, that's an av hatumah, inside the oven, is ha-pasha betoichoi sheniya. The bread inside the oven is a sheni l'tumah. And we're talking about an oven, chura, that's a kli cheres, it's an earthly keli. Mipnei why? Sheratan hatchila. The taner itself, the oven itself, becomes a rishon l'tumah. And now the Rishon L'tumah, the Tanner is touching the Lechem, therefore the path becomes a Sheinu L'tumah. That's what the Mishnah says. Rashi Sheret Shenimtza B'Tanner V'Loi Noga B'Path. It didn't touch the bread itself. Is our Pasha B'Toich Sheinu L'tumah. The bread inside the oven is only a Sheinu L'tumah. V'Einam T'mitmeyem Chulin L'Rabbonin. And therefore, since it's only a Sheini, L'Aloch, we hold like the Rabbonin, it cannot make a Shlish L'tumah for Chulin. Because the oven itself is only a rishon l'tumah. Hatana kibul tumah min hasheretz. The tana received its tumah from the sheretz, which was an avat tumah. The yapas min hatana, and the pas receives its tumah from the tana, which is a rishon to a sheni. So the bread is only a sheni. That's what the Mishnah says. Oh, malei ravada barav l'rovo. So ravada barav is the kash to rovo. V'nechsei lahai tana command the malei tumah domi. Why don't we consider as if the whole tanner, anything inside this oven, is like full of tumah? Whenever the sheretz comes inside the oven, it should be considered as if the sheretz touched anything in the oven. Therefore, let it be considered like the sheretz touched directly the bread. Why don't we say the bread itself is a rishon tumah? Like Rashi says, third bottom line, V'lechsai lahai tanner command the mali tumah. Ki von de kai malon, ava kli cheretz metame min hasheretz. Even though the sheretz didn't touch the kli, you have an earthly keli here, and the sheretz comes flying into the kli and just stays in the ear of the kli. It doesn't touch the sides of the bottom of the kli. That's the gzeras hakosim, that the kli becomes tummy. What's the hesbrum? The chur, we look as if anything inside the kli is all filled with tumah. It's considered as if the sheretz in the ear touches the side of the kli. So the chur, the svara should be anything inside the kli also. Let's consider like the sheretz touches the bread inside the tanner. So why do we say the bread inside the tanner is only mekabel tumah from the tanner, which is a sheni? Now the bread, why don't we say the bread is a rishon? Let's be considered like the sheretz directly touched the bread. So the Mara answers, Omalei leislak v'daitach. That you can't say. You can't say that svara. The tanya will learn like this in Gemara and Shabbos. Yochu ye kol akelim mitumoyim meyav v'klicheres. I would think of any keli, not only an earthly keli. Let's say you have a glass, or you have a metal pot, inside a kli cheres. Like I would think any other kelim that's inside the kli cheres, and now the sheretz comes inside the av of the kli cheres, that those kelim would also become tamei. That's what I would think. Talmud Loim, there's a Farish Apostle that says, Kol asher b'toicha yitma. Anything inside the kli cheres becomes tamei. Again, we have this kli cheres here, earthly keli, that a sheretz comes inside the ear of the kli, the avra of the kli. Now the pasuk says anything inside the kli is tummy. And right away the pasuk explains, what do I mean, what's inside it? The next pasuk right away explains it and says, mikol oichel, any food that's in the kli, that becomes tummy. So there's a diyuk, oichel mitama miyava kli cheres. If you have food inside this kli cheres, and now the sheretz goes inside the avir, even though the sheretz doesn't touch the bread, the food, still we say the kli becomes tamei, and the kli has the right to be metame the oichel. But only food could be metame. V'ein kol hakelim metamoyim miyav kli cheres. That's the klal. Any other keli that's inside this klicheris, a klicheris cannot be matam other kelim. For the simple yisrael we had before, that ain't kli, matam a kli. So since this klicheris itself becomes tummy, this kli now, if you have another kli inside it, this kli can't be matam another kli. That's the gzeras hakosiv. Now, if you're going to tell me, when a sheretz goes inside the klicheris, we consider as if the sheretz is touching everything inside it. So now, if a sheretz touches a glass, or a sheretz touches a metal kli, it's makabel tum of the kli. A sheretz has the right to matam kelim. So why does the Torah say that if you have other kelim, a metal glass, in a metal kli, inside this klicheris, when the sheretz goes inside the kli, it's not the metal plate, doesn't become tamei? Why not? If you tell me now, it's considered if the sheretz is touching everything inside. If a sheretz touches metal kelim, it is makabel tumah. So here's a clear raya. You have to say no, that when the sheretz comes into the air of the kli, it's only considered like it's touching the outer kli. Only the outer kli cheretz becomes a rishon tumah. It's not considered like the sheretz is also touching everything inside the kli. Therefore, the kli cheretz is a rishon tumah. Now, if you have food inside it, it's good. A rishon could make a shein l'tumah. The bread becomes tummy. But let's say there's another keli inside, ain't kli matama kli. A keli cannot receive tumah from another keli. That's why this gzeras hakosiv, only if you have food inside this kli cheres does it become tummy. But not if there's another keli. That's the gzeras hakosiv, that when the sheretz comes into the avir, it's not considered like it touches anything inside it, only that the kli itself receives the tummy from the sheretz. And anything else inside the kli has to receive the tumah because it's considered like it's touching the kli. So it has a shame the kli of the earthly kli is being matama the food. That's good, but it has no kli to matama kelim. Let's see top Rashi. Rashi says here tamad leimer v'somach leim mikol oichel. Rashi explains here kleima. Hai kol asher b'toichel shamarti l'chor. That's what the pasuk says. Anything inside this earthly kli becomes tamei when a sheretz goes inside the avir. That's only ba'ichol amat l'cho, only if you have food inside the kli cheres. Now, the command of malitum echashav leif, you want to tell me it's considered like the sheretz is touching anything inside this kli cheres, is lechitzoin nimtzais tuma negas begamash kli shetef. So you have a kli shetef means any kli that it becomes tamei, you can put it into the mikvah. Like a metal kli. Anything made out of metal, if it becomes tummy, you can put it into the mikvah. That's called a kli shetef. So if you have now a kli shetef inside this kli cheres, so the sheretz goes inside there. If you're going to tell me it's considered like the sheretz touches everything inside, so the sheretz is touching the outer portion of that metal kli. Now the kli shetef metama megaboy, that's the local. If you have a metal kli, if a sheretz touches even the outside of the kli, it's also metama the keli. So why does the pasuk say if you have a metal kli inside this earthly kli, the metal kli does not become tamei if a sheretz goes in there? El shema mina, we see from here clearly that kol asher b'toicha yitma machmas keli hu demetama. It's only a pshat when the sheretz comes into the avir, to the air of the kli, it's considered only like a touch of the outer kli cheres. That's all. That's the rishon l'tumah. And anything inside it only could receive its tumah. It's considered a shein l'tumah, like it's getting its tamei from the kli. Now, Yashmin and Kro, the Oichlin Umashkin Huda Makabli Tumah, Mivlara Tumah. That's the story, that food and liquid could become a Shengla Tumah. Because even though it only touches a Rishon Tumah, like here, this Kli Cheres is only a Rishon Tumah, which is called a Vlada Tumah. So a Vlada Tumah could be Matama food and Mashkin. Avo Kli Loi. But on Rishon Tumah, if it touches a Keli, it cannot be Matama Keli. A keli could only receive tumah from an avatumah, just like a person, the same halach like a kli. O mehai piruka nafkalon b'chol duchta. From here we learn that all over. Ho the askon, that what we find all over, the ain kli rishon mitama kli. A keli that's only has a tumah's rishon on it cannot be mitama another keli. They can learn it out from here. In other words, not only is this certain like we had before, that the same object can't be metame the same piece, same thing, like food, liquid, keli, there's another yisayit here. That a keli that's a rishon l'tumah cannot be metame another keli, for another yisayit. Because kelim can only receive tumah from an ava tumah. It has to be a sheretz, or zav, or nidus, that's touching the kli. But if a rishon l'tumah comes and touches the kli, it's not metame kelim. That's what we learn now from this pasuk. Now, v'yein oichlin o'mashkin metame keli. Oichel and Amash can also carry Matamik Kalim. Because Yalatul Yal Mekabel Chayma. We learned that before from Mekabel Chayma. Now, the Odom, a person, also has the same halacha like a Kli. The Odom Nami. She'eno Yavatuma, a person that's not a Navatuma. To go in a Geya Vitumas Nevela. A person that just touched the Nevela. So this person is a Rishon Atumah now. Or the Sheretz, or else a person that touched the Sheretz. So the person now is only a Rishon Atumah. Is Loi Matama Kli. If this person now goes and touches a Keli, he's not Matama the Keli. For the same you say. Because this person is only a Rishon Atumah. A Rishon Atumah cannot be Matama Keli. A Kli could only receive his Tumah from a Navatumah. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, if you nageyev and nevelosam, you become tummy. V'loiksev ki beis begodim. Doesn't say you have to wash your begodim. Avagabe noisa, when you carry it, that's exeras akosavi. V'tumas masa shimatam odl matam begodim, sholem. Yebishas masa. V'loi begodim aboyin liyachem mikan. Not the begodim that come afterwards. Alma vlada tumma loy matama kli. Avlada tumma rishon cannot be matama kelim. Chutz mitame meis. Only a tummy mace, I mean somebody that touched a mace, because why? Shu'avatumma. Because the person that touches a mace, he himself then becomes an avatumma. So that's a different halacha. V'chein odom le'motzinu le'tumma b'chol ha'ter elam yavatumma. The same thing applies to another himself. The person himself will never find he can become tummy only from an avatumma. The goinai de sheretz, if a sheretz touches a person, the person becomes tummy. If a person touches nevela or shichva zera, by day zav or meinosav or medrasa, by day nida meinosav or medrasa, by day tamei meis. As the person is the same halacha, he could only become tamei if he got in contact with an av hatuma. But if he only gets in contact with a rishon hatuma, a rishon hatuma cannot be matam anodim. That's the same you say. The nodim and the keli both have the same halacha. Vaita. So Mel, it's good to brace here what we're saying, that the Kli, or the Oichel, inside the Kli is only a Shein L'tumah and not a Rishon L'tumah. Because the Sheretz works, it's only Metama the outer Kli, and then the outer Kli, which is a Rishon, is Metama the food inside. But it's never considered like the Sheretz touches directly what's inside the Kli. Right. Marav Chizda, okay, this Baruch Hashem has finished the Sugis. Now we're going back to a little before. Rav Chizda Rami Pischa Pischa Meshani. Rav Chizda asked the Stira by the Lochas about Pesach, and he gave a teretz. So Rashi, about the Stira's of Pesach is, I will soon see, about what you let to burn Erev Pesach. So what? Umi, Umeshani, Miyom Rav Yeshua. The Rav Yeshua say in our Mishnah, Shteim Ki Achas. At the end of our Mishnah, it says that Yeshua's Moida, that you're allowed to burn on the fifth hour of Erev Pesach, you're allowed to burn Truma. She said, Machlekes was ala tuliyav ala tameya. If you have a Truma, that's Tully. You have a Suffolk Truma. You don't know if it's Tameya Tor. So such Truma, you're allowed to burn with Truma Tameya, Vade Tameya. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said you shouldn't do it, you should burn it separately. And of this, Rabbi Yeshua said, Shteim Kachas. You're allowed to burn both of them together. If you have a piece of truma that's a Suffolk truma, a Suffolk tumeya, and another piece that's Vade tumeya, on Erev Pesach, Shor, Shishis, or Chamishis, when you're burning the Chametz, you're allowed to burn them together. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says in our Mishnah. So Rechiz Dar Astira on this halach, is it true? Or me, Rabbi Yeshua, is it true that Rabbi Yeshua said, Shteim Kiachas, you're allowed to burn Truma Teluya and Truma Temeya together? Is it true, Reminu? I have a kash on this. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi tainas on the Mishnah to say there's no raya to Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Eina Nidin Daimel Raya. Again, Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah said he has a raya from our Mishnah that you're allowed to burn Truma Tehoira and Truma Temeya together. That was Rabbi Meir Shita. You're allowed to burn both of them together. Even though normally you're not allowed to be Matama Truma, but here, since you're doing it for the purpose of burning it, you're not going to eat it anyway, there's no issue in burning Truma Torah and Truma Tameh together. That's what Rameya said. Now, Omer Rabbi Yossi tells back to Rameya, Eina Nidin Daimel Raya. You, Rameya, have no Raya at all from our Mishnah. Why? Keshidu Rabbi Seinu, when Rabbi Nechanin Kanakahanim said over the Eidus, Al Maha Idu, on which case did he say Eidus? What did he say, Klaus Mutter? Im ala boss, if you want to tell me, said over the case, by Bosa, Shenitim of Lara Tumma. Now, for the continuation of this, turn over the tape. I didn't have time to finish it at the end, so I'm going to try and finish up now the last few lines of the Gemara and of Chof Amid Beis until the end of the Perek. But if you're interested in continuing on to the Gemara, turn over right now. If not, then play this back later, please. The bottom part of the Gemara now says, V'takola atzma tanoyi. It's a machlokes tanoyim. If we have to be afraid, if you're going to hold truma tumei in your house, are we afraid you're going to come to eat it? Like this, the lachar is, let's say oil, that's tumei. The lachar is, you're allowed to burn it. And if you burn it, it's mutter. But are we afraid you'll hold on to it too long, maybe you'll come to eat it? Tzmor says the Tanya. This is the fourth line from the bottom. On daf chofim abeis. The Tanya, chov yishol yayin shol truma shinitmas. If you have a chov yis, a barrel of wine from truma that became tumei, the lachar is, beishama yomim, beishama says, tishofeich echovim. You should spill the whole thing out. Don't hold on to it. Just spill it out. Rashi says, Loshen chavila kloima, tishofech yachad. Spill out the whole wine in one shot. V'lo lezalef, and don't just spritz the wine a little bit. V'al dilma, we're afraid, adem ezalef, koli koli, hafilu boi b'yam osle mishtei. If you just spill over the wine a little bit to make the room smell nicely, we're afraid, since that takes some time, we're afraid throughout that time, maybe you'll come to eat, drink this wine, which is truma tumei. This is Bei Shamit Halacha. Or Bei Tzilu Oimim, Bei Tzilu says, don't know. Tas to Zilif. You're allowed to take this wine, Shol Truma, that's Tameya, and make Zilif from it. Zilif means you spill a little bit at a time, and it makes the room smell nicely. So you see, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, if we're afraid that you'll hold on to the wine, will you drink it or not? Now, Omer Rabbi Yishmov Rabbi Yossi says, Ani Achriya. I'm going to make a compromise between the two, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The what Bisoda Tishofich. If you have the wine, the Truma Tumei in the fields, you should spill it off right away. Don't hold on to it. Tishofich Chovel. Spill the whole thing out. Mashenkin Babayis, if you have the wine of Truma Tumei in your house, then Tasazilif. Then you could leave it and use it slowly and spill off a little at a time. Now, the chilik is that basod in the field, you don't use it for zilif. So what do you have to do with the wine? You have to bring it into your house. So that takes up too much time. We're afraid then, from the time it'll take you to bring it home, and then you're going to have to first use it for zilif, we're afraid maybe you'll drink it and eat it in between. Therefore, there's a takola not to use that wine. Mashenkin, if the wine is already in your house, even though it's truma tumeya, you're allowed to hold on for it for a little bit longer and do zilif with it. The Gemara says, Ika di Amri, another sheet there is like this. That v'chodesh tishofich. If you have new wine that right now you can't use it for zil if it doesn't smell good, so you just want to leave it for a long time till it becomes old and smells good, then we're afraid of mishum takola, and you have to spill it out right away. Tishofich chovel. Mashenkin b'yoshin, if you have older wine that's roy right now for zilif, tas the zilif. You're allowed to make zilif. So Mar says, Omru loy, the b'nei doroy, answered back to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, that you wanted to say your machriya. They answered back, Ein hachroa shlishis, machras. What you're saying is not called a hachroa shlishis. You don't have a right to make a compromise between the two of them. So Rashi explains like this, the top Rashi of Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, that Ein hachroa shlishis machras. Das shlishis hi zu. This is tam a third das. Shebei shama beisil lo hiskiru legalas daitum. They don't say what they hold, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Nehevei chayshin l'takola klal, if they're chayshin for takola at all. Do you have a yom ruhochi? Because if they would have said like this, Beis Shammai yermin bein babayis bein besod achovot ishofech. Yeah, Beis Shammai says both places, spill it out right away. Then we know because he's afraid of takola, not to hold on to it. Maybe you come to drink this truma, this yayin tumeyim. Well, Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel would have said, bein babayis bein besod achiyas ilif. You're allowed to use it right. You're allowed to use it. We see then what he's not afraid. Mishum takolam. Now v'ato bol achri, and then you would come and say a compromise. V'loima v'bayis ke beisilum. If the wine is in the house, then we hold like beisilum. You're allowed to leave it over a little bit longer to make zilif with it. Barsod, if the wine is in the field, then ke beishamai. That's heavy achro. That would be a compromise between beishamai and beisilum. Avol hashtod lo yiskiru bayis v'soda. But now that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did not mention a word about the house and the soda, time achrinu. It's a different time than machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. V'lav mishum takola and not mishum takola. Rabbi Yishmael chayesh v'takola v'ainu tanoi. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we don't see a machlokes mishum takola. They're both not afraid if you'll stam hold on to the wine, you'll come to drink it. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, we see clearly he does hold from the svara of takola, that we're afraid if you hold on to the wine, which is truma tameya, maybe you come to drink it. So this is the machlokes tanoim, if we're afraid mishum takola or not. Are we afraid to let you hold on to your wine that's truma tameya? If we're afraid that maybe you come to eat it or not, is this machlokes tanoim?